Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The show has even started. I asked the question, what's on your mind, right? I mean, that's the name of the show, so it's pretty easy. And the first text of the day says, what's on my mind is a really good lunch. Make me hungry. What are they serving at PetroServe USA? Now, they didn't tell me where they were texting from, so all I can do is say, depends on where you are, but if I were traveling I-29 today, the meatloaf dinner would be my thing. I'm just saying, because Harwood exit, I-29, the meatloaf dinner, or the 12th Avenue North and I-29 exit is scallop potatoes and ham today. That sound okay? How about Salisbury steak? Can you ever go wrong with a little Salisbury steak? Loaded up with a little gravy, mashed potatoes with it?
No.
Downtown Fargo, the MP Avenue store. Also, by the way, the meatloaf is served today at Glendon. There you go. Big helping of meatloaf. And if you're traveling 94, Valley City today, pulled pork or French dip sandwich at a PetroServe USA near you. Just tell them Scott sent you, and they'll treat you like they treat everybody else, which is really, really special at PetroServe USA. Welcome to What's on Your Mind, my friends. I've got a lot of open phone time today for the answer to this question. What's on your mind? What's on your mind? Exactly right. I love that. Had a caller yesterday say, hey, I've been listening to that show forever. It's supposed to be What's on Your Mind, and it sounds like it's more like What's on Your Mind. And I say, every day we get on the program, and generally we have at least 30 minutes, sometimes longer. Today it happens to be the better part of 3 half-hour segments for open phone time. And when we say What's on Your Mind, you can text, you can email, you can call. You got to tell us. So I'd spend less time griping, as that caller did, and more time actually doing. And Todd and I got the text from the guy, and I was going back and forth from him. He said, you know, he wanted to ask a question of Lieutenant Governor Brent Sanford yesterday. You remember this, Todd?
Yep,
and
yep.
The fellow called, and he gave us a story about illegal immigrants coming in that had been spotted by somebody, and there was a video online of it. And I said, yep, got it. We talked about it. And the story kind of went on a while, and so we transitioned to a question. Sometimes I'll do that. If we got a guest, we want to get to a question for them. And then he sent a text later saying, well, I wasn't done. I wanted to ask a question. I said, well, call back. And, or give me your question. I'll ask it right now. This went on for like an hour of the show. And, after 3 or 4 texts, he said, well, I've turned the radio. Well, like, I just don't have time for people that suck that kind of energy out of me. I don't. I mean, spend less time complaining and more time doing. And I don't know what's in the air, but I will tell you there is a little bit of edge to some people these days that I don't totally understand, especially if you're a conservative in North Dakota. I wrote a column recently for the Forum newspapers. It generally runs on Saturdays. One this weekend is about Mike Pompeo, who I consider to be presidential timber, and enjoyed our conversation with him last week, so there'll be a story about some of his quotes and about my thoughts on Mike Pompeo on energy and on the threats we face around the world. And if you remember, he said that the threats that keep him up at night are the threat to the United States of America from within. That's the biggest threat. Not Iran, not China, from within. Causes you to think a little bit. And part of the reason I see that happening is even in North Dakota. As a conservative in North Dakota, I would argue you have it better here than, gosh, what, 48 out of 50 states for sure, don't we? I mean, look at poor Kevin Flynn. He has to have a Minnesota address at the lake there.
I do, yes.
Yeah, and the taxes he pays and the brain damage he has from how they represent him in St. Paul and an Amy Klobuchar, a Tina Empty Suit Smith. You know, now you at least have one Republican representing you in Michelle Fischbach.
Yep. By the way, responds when you email her.
She does.
She does. It
yeah.
was actually not a prepared response.
No, nope. And she's the real deal. She yeah. just is. I don't think Michelle has a flashiness to her or this polish of a typical politician, but she's authentic. She's real. I like her. But that's all you have, Kevin.
I know.
We have John Hovind, who's been there, and before that was governor, right? We have Kevin Cramer, who before that was a House member and a Public Service Commission member.
Oh,
we have Kelly Armstrong, who was a state representative, state senator, and a now a U.S. representative, the lone one we have in North Dakota. You have every single statewide office held by Republicans, every one of them.
There are many Minnesotans that have Dakota envy, North and South.
There's 10 of them, okay? Yeah. Now, when you have that many in the supermajority in the legislature and everything else, you know, not all of them are a true conservative flavor, but by gosh, we got it good. And so, we're going to spend a little time today on the Republican Party, the state of the Republican Party. Next hour, we have the national spokesperson. And that's even going on there. It's like Liz Cheney. Liz, listen. A big reason Republicans have had the success they've had in the last 4 or 5 years in the United States is a guy by the name of Donald Trump. You don't have to like his style. You don't have to think he's perfect. But you have to recognize the impact he's done in two ways. One, doing what he said he would do, number one. And number two, electing other Republicans. And number three, I would add, getting people fired up, getting them involved, getting them off the couch, getting them off the sidelines, getting them off of the total funk they were in to say, why bother? Why bother? I can't affect any change. He brought these people out of the shadows. That's a good thing. And for the Liz Cheney, Mitt Romney wing of the Republican Party not to just shut their yaps, I don't understand it at all. I really don't. So it's a little bizarre. But I feel the same way in North Dakota. We be glad we live where we live. Can things be better? Yes. But to run around all angry and think that, oh, this person died, they're a bunch of rhinos, they're a bunch of... Oh, come on. Look at the just actual facts of how many Republicans, how much conservative rule we have in North Dakota. Again, it could always be better. We could lower taxes. We could spend less. I'm all in. But compare it to 47, 6, 45 other states, folks, and realize we've got it pretty darn good. Just some thoughts today as we head into our conversation, but I welcome anything you want to talk about on What's on Your Mind. James in Cavalier, North Dakota, is next to go. James, what's on your mind?
How are you today?
I'm great, James. How are you doing?
Good. I just want to, I know you. Everybody's been, you know, COVID, but I would just like to throw some numbers out there again. 30 million people infected, 300 million not infected. We've lost 500 plus thousand people to this in the United States. I was doing some research. We lose 470,000 people a year to cigarette smoking in the United States, and we lose another 40,000 a year to secondhand smoke in the United States. So before they call this a pandemic and this is the end of the world, they better take a look at some of the numbers. Because
why do you think the focus is what it is on the pandemic? Why do you think it is disproportional, is what you're saying, to other threats that are out there? We go into heart disease, we go into cancer, we go into traffic accidents, all kinds of things. I like your analogy because it just says smoking alone causes more deaths than... But why do you think we have focused to the degree that we have?
100% control over the population, that's what they want.
I fear you're right, and I think the other answer is fear. I think they like, through fear, to perpetuate the control.
Yeah, and you know, and if you go back in history, fear has always been used to control people.
Yeah, it works. It works. And I look, if I'm a health official, public health official, if I'm a doctor, and I see a pandemic, I want to be totally 100% in the camp of being careful, of giving people information to make decisions for themselves, because these things, as we know from our history, can spiral out of control rather quickly. I don't fault them for that one bit. What I would like is just facts, information put out there, and then some recognition that people have freedom in this country to do what they believe is the right thing for them. And that's what, to me, got totally lost in the whole COVID thing. We started deciding that public health officials knew better than we did how to take care of ourselves, and that's dangerous.
I would just like to see people learn from this and get healthy. Keep yourself healthy. Get off the Mountain Dew and the Doritos. Put in some vegetables, some good proteins. Get yourself healthy, and you won't have to worry about all these viruses and everything else. Your immune system will take care of you.
Let me play doctor for a moment, James. Do you know of all of the deaths, if we took every one of the deaths related to COVID in the nation, I want to say, this is a rough number because I don't remember the exact stat, but it was over two-thirds, and it might even have been more like three-quarters, had a vitamin D deficiency. The people who died from COVID had a vitamin D deficiency. What does that tell you that we need more of, rather than masks and lockdowns and destroying livelihoods? To a much greater extent than lives, the mental health impacts, the education reverberation. Vitamin D! Take more vitamin D! Take more zinc!
Outside, enjoy the great outdoors!
Yes, exactly! Build up your immune system! Realize what it's for! Very good call, James. Very good perspective. This is why I love where we live, folks. That's how we think. Don't be bitter, don't be cranky. Think. Critical thinking. More coming up.
Hi, Stacey Boster, People's Home Equity Mortgage. Whether you're a first-time home buyer or a homeowner ready to upgrade, meet with your lender before you start shopping. There are new rules in place as a result of COVID. The buying market is tight, and you want to get pre-approval ahead of time so that you don't lose out on that home that you want. Stacey Boster, 701-261-8359 or peopleshomeequity.com/StaceyBoster. NMLS number 1908175.
Action Movers is hiring. Warehousemen, movers, packers, drivers, Bismarck, Fargo, Minot. No experience necessary. Part-time, full-time positions available. All you need to do is pass a background check. If you have a Class A CDL, wow, what an opportunity. Never been a better time to join the moving industry. Offering one of the most lucrative compensation plans they've ever had. For employee drivers, owner-operators, local, regional, over-the-road opportunities, including a program to help you become an owner-operator. Find out more at their offices in Bismarck, Fargo, or Minot, or call 566-5532.
Action Movers. It's time. Time to return to Norway. Let's plan for 2021. Nobody better to take you to Norway than Carol Juven at Juven Tours and Travel. You know, basically, if you want to do Norway, you want to do a family trip, you want to do it right, you want to just say, hey, what's my celebration going to be when this mess is over? Pick 2021. Right now, find a month in 2021 and book it, right?
Yes, we have got five tours for 2021.
What number trip to Norway will that be for you?
Trip number 180.
Let's help them build back because this is it in Norway. Tourism is what makes them go. It's pretty phenomenal. And if folks are dreaming a little about 2021, what do they need to see?
Oh, the fjord country they need to see and the people. We don't just tour Norway. We meet the people.
Carol wants to send you a giant map of Norway free. 701-237-9000. JuvenTours.com. JuvenTours.com. And he'll help you find your family with that map. Juven Tours and Travel. 237-9000. JuvenTours.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Join me, George Norrie, for Contact in the Desert Worldwide Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to the 28th. Contact in the Desert will be an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient alien civilizations, consciousness, AI, crop circles, and cutting-edge science. More than 130 presentations, 67 speakers, and 2 extra weeks to view our extraordinary lineup. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
This is Cher. She has a birthday today?
She does. She's 75.
Do you think if she could turn back time, she'd want to be back with Sonny Bono?
Maybe.
Sonny and
well,
Cher.
She's, no. She's somewhat to the left. He was a conservative Republican.
That's so true. He was a member of Congress from California.
Yes.
Sonny Bono.
Yeah, he was the star when they started out. She was just, you know,
till he took
the
a wrong
sidekick, yeah.
Took a wrong turn skiing, and
yes,
it didn't end well. Yeah. Yeah.
Right.
Can we do a little Sonny and Cher later? Do you mind?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
No,
all right.
No problem.
Let me tell you about Newsmax. Did you hear what President Trump said about Newsmax? He said, quote, Newsmax has been really good. I agree with President Trump. Now, 30 million Americans, according to Nielsen, are watching Newsmax. I'm one of those. And the hit shows like Greg Kelly, Grant Stinchfield, there's Sean Spicer, there's Lindsay Keith. 8 p.m. Central, new show now called Steve Cortez. It's actually Steve is a former Trump, I forget his exact title, but he's part of Trump World. And the show is called Cortez and Pellegrino. Terrific. Steve tells it like it is. She's great. Newsmax is on all major cable systems, Dish, DirecTV, AT&T, and more. And Mitko here in the Dakotas, you should know, will not carry Newsmax, despite repeated requests. Now, they say they're working on it. You'll help them work on it if you say, wait a minute, Mitko, you got 11 liberal news channels, but not Newsmax. What's wrong with this? I'm a Mitko customer. I want you to, you know, think about maybe a little balance there with the channels they're offering. So let them know. You can switch. A lot of people have, myself included, or download the free Newsmax app on your phone and start watching America's fastest growing cable news channel. Newsmax, it's news you can really trust. There's another example of this sort of, I don't know what the word is for it, fellas. But I, every time I talk about Newsmax, Newsmax is awful. They're terrible. I watch OAN. I write, you know, Fox News is terrible, if you want to talk about terrible, given what they did to Donald Trump. Now, they're trying to work their way back into your hearts. Have you noticed that? They're trying.
Yep.
But I'm very suspicious. Anybody that, you know, punches me in the nose, it takes a while before I trust them. You know, I'll turn the other cheek, I'll forgive him, but boy, before I trust again, I'm going to be a little bit careful. Here's the deal. Newsmax, OAN, Right Side Broadcasting, whatever. These are channels serving conservatives. We ought not say, I hate that one because of that screw-up they did there, especially when we don't have all the facts. A lot of people say, they settled with Dominion. They won't talk about Dominion. They didn't settle with Dominion. Michelle Malkin screwed up, said a former employee of Dominion was an Antifa member. He wasn't. They had to pay big bucks because she screwed up. You can't do that. You can't say something on television, on a news network, you know, or later is found to be not true. You can't do it. So that was the real story there. But again, can't we all get along? Certainly as conservatives, can't we all get along? I'm not going Bill Clinton on you, but I'm just trying to say, folks, just realize how good we have it here. That's all I'm trying to say. All right, lots of calls waiting. Let's get to it. Rapid fire, what's on your mind time? Glenn in beautiful Polk County, Minnesota. Are you East Grand Forks, Polk County? Are you a little rural Polk County? Where are you calling from, Glenn?
No, I'm from Maple Lake.
Maple Lake,
you,
I know where it's at. I spent a lot of years on Union Lake. Yeah, good part of Minnesota, doubt about it. Yeah,
yes,
what's on your mind today?
I'm sitting here waiting for a train right by Union Lake. But I just wanted to warn your radio station about a possible upcoming class action lawsuit. If you decide to keep Dennis Prager as your 11 till 2, there's a lot of us farm help that are going to be driving tractors into trees and ravines and trucks off the road because he is so stinking unentertaining and boring. You got to go back like a Jimmy Fallon. Yeah. And that's all I got to say. I'll listen to what you got to say about that.
Well, you're not alone in that commentary. A lot of people said some version of a smart guy, but he puts me to sleep. So you're not alone there, Glenn. And for listeners who are listening on KFIRE 550 or KLTC, you don't know what we're doing on AM 1100, the flag, or AM 1090. But the Rush Limbaugh program is no longer the Rush Limbaugh program. It's now, the Rush Legacy Show, and they have guide hosts, they call them, that walk you through Rush down memory lane. And we had a torrent of complaints about it. And so we said, okay, well, let's try some other things out and let's see what you like. And so we have had other hosts in there. This week it's Dennis Prager. Next week it's Chris Berg. It's a local show, the Chris Berg from Point of View and Valley News Live. And I think KX, what do they do on West? West Dakota Fox, I guess you watch Chris Berg on, right? Down out West. the Point of View show. So that'll be next week, and then we'll take all of your feedback and get closer to a decision. Todd and the crew at K-Fire, they're continuing with the Rush program, and we get a fair amount of feedback from people who say, I'd rather have that. I'd rather have you just stay the status quo. So some people still like that. We're listening to our listeners, why not? That's why we have local shows. That's why we have email addresses and cell phone numbers and text numbers so we can listen to you. Ruger in Golden Valley, North Dakota. What's on your mind, Ruger?
Morning.
Good morning.
Before I get to my point quick, I just got to say, Todd, Cher's not a little to the left. She's an absolute leftist, insane nut.
That was sort of sarcasm there.
Yeah. All right, I figured.
I was in sarcasm mode on that one. Sorry. I'll be more clear next time.
Yeah. Todd, when you speak to somebody being a little to the left, you should say they're a left-wing nutcase, is I think what Ruger is saying.
I'm trying to undersell it.
If you could be a little more extreme with your rhetoric, that'd be good for the for the Golden Valley sect, I'm just saying.
I'll send my call. I'll give it a go.
All right, Ruger, what else is on your mind?
I agree with you. We do have it good here, Scoppo, and when we see our legislators not passing bills that would stop boys from playing in girls' sports, and there's a multitude of things that they did that most people that I know consider to be leftist or weak, that makes us mad because we do have it good and we want to keep it good. And when you start sliding and doesn't it get chipped away like it has in a lot of other states, that ticks people off. And
well, then, when it ticks you off, Ruger, why don't you say, I'm going to be a legislator. I'm going to run. I'm going to put more of my voice is in a position to vote on this stuff. I think the grumbling is like lazy. It's like, kids coming home from the playground saying, little Ruger was, maybe he was mean to me, and Mom, Dad, you fix it. Go do something about it. Go actually, get involved and...
I am involved. I'm on my precinct and my district committee. We tried to run some people off on there.
I think that's the lazy way to go. I think that's the lazy way to go. I think what happened with some of those things is you cherry pick some votes. You say you're not following the platform enough, which 1% of people involved in politics actually pay attention to. I think that's the lazy way out. I think the way to actually affect the change is to go out and get as many people as possible to say, okay, I'm going to look at the totality of what every legislator's voted on, and I'm going to make a decision. Are they representing me fairly or not? What we've done is instead say, you screwed up on not stopping boys playing girls' sports, so I'm cutting your head off, politically speaking.
Well, that was a bunch of them.
Pardon me?
I said, that was one thing. There was a bunch of them. That's why people are pissed off, Scott.
No, I understand, but when you say a bunch of them, we got a pro-life legislature. We have pro-life legislation. There's no other way to say it. I think it's fair to say the legislature was very proactive in saying, we want more control for us, the people's voice, and less for a governor on emergency powers. The mass debate ultimately was settled by the legislature. What did they do? They overrode the governor's veto and said, no, you can't keep the power.
Just overrode it. I mean,
I think you got to look at 100 votes, 200 votes, and look at our tax base before you say, throw the baby out with a bathwater.
It's time to visit your Northern Region New Holland dealer to see the latest over 100 horsepower tractors from New Holland. They use leading edge EcoBlue high ESCR engine technology for increased power, torque, and fuel efficiency, as well as Tier 4 V emissions compliance. That's New Holland Smart. Choose from T7, Genesis T8, and T9 series tractors. Up to 620 rated horsepower. Explore the power of blue today at your local Northern Region New Holland dealer.
A trusted energy partner, a leader in the Bakken. That's Hess. A global independent energy company leading the way in oil and gas exploration and production in North Dakota. Working with suppliers, landowners, communities, applying new approaches and innovative technologies for operating safely and efficiently and protecting the environment. Hess. Working hard to make a positive impact on the lives they touch.
You
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
House Intelligence Committee ranking member Devin Nunes, a Republican from California, said Wednesday there is significant circumstantial evidence that the COVID-19 outbreak started from a leak at the Wuhan Institute of Virology and is urging the federal government to put more pressure on China to allow for a full, credible investigation into the sources of the global pandemic. The congressman said it's the only way to prevent or quickly mitigate future pandemics. New York State Police conducted a search at the home of Rochester Mayor Democrat Lovely Warren as part of a criminal investigation. Warren is in the middle of a re-election campaign with a primary coming up next month. Police said the search warrant is part of an ongoing criminal investigation and had nothing to do with Warren's indictment on felony campaign fraud charges, with that case still pending in state court. Congratulations to New York Yankees pitcher Corey Kluber for throwing a no-hitter on Wednesday against the Texas Rangers. USA Radio News.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
We should balance this politically and get Sonny in here at some point.
It's not his birthday, but all right.
I understand.
All right.
I grew up watching that Sonny and Cher show.
I know, yeah. Oh, I did too.
There was not much in the way of actual, you know, I don't know, takeaway.
It would be interesting to see if they would have stayed together had he lived, because they are so politically different. It would be interesting to see how that dynamic would work.
No, they
split well before that, though.
They were long gone from each other.
Probably. It was kind of a flame out, I think, early on, wasn't it?
But you know there'd be the reunion and the reunion
probably.
Could somebody explain something to me? Why do we allow Hollywood to lecture to us when the vast majority of them have an average marriage length of 8 months? like these people are some kind of, you know, icons of morality and, who listens to these people? They don't exactly talk the talk, you know what I'm saying? Hey, let me tell you a moment about our friend Kevin Pfeiffer and his team, America's Land Auctioneer Radio Show. Kevin and his daughter and others are doing this great show on K-Fire 550, WDAY 970, AM 1100 The Flag, the Red River Valley 50,000-watt patriotic blowtorch, and then The Flag West, KTGO, every Saturday, 7 a.m. Been a great addition, hasn't it, Todd, to the radio on Saturday mornings? My gosh, that show is great. And they're talking about land and land value. Right now, I'm looking at some land auctions. We have one today in Grant County, Wisconsin. They do these all over. Saturday, there's a guns, ammo, and collectibles auction in Fairmont, North Dakota. It'll be live on site and also online. All right, the Jeffrey Trom Guns, Ammo, and Collectibles Auction, Fairmont, North Dakota. That's Saturday, 10 a.m. All the details at Pipers.com. Call for a catalog, too, or more details, 877-700-4099, or online at Pipers.com. Jim in St. Anthony, what's on your mind, Jim?
Good morning, Scott.
Morning.
New topic, maybe. Maybe you've talked about it. I've been out of state, so I haven't been able to listen to your program every day like I like to. But, however, you know, there's pros and the cons, and I've been following 5G network pretty close, and I'm kind of confused. I'd love for you to get an expert on and talk about it. And my question is, what kind of sparked my attention, my interest locally, is in South Mandan, Vicor Corporation is outfitting a longstanding tower in a middle-class, lower-class neighborhood. And my concern is, what I've studied about 5G, best way to describe it is, you know, the way 4G puts out waves, it's like, you know, boom,
boom, boom. 5G puts out waves, boom, 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 you know, meaning that when they build new 5G towers, Scott, they clear all the vegetation within quite a distance around each one because it kills everything around, is what I'm understanding. I'd like to know if that's true.
When you say kill things around, you're talking about like what, plants or rodents or like what? What do you mean? What does it kill?
Plants, all trees in particular. They clear cut all trees around new 5G towers. It interrupts the living matter, absorbs the waves, and they die. So they don't want people to see that. So they clear cut the trees. So I'd like to know if that's true. You know, and I think it's. But if all this is true, why in the heck is Vicor outfitting this old 4G tower to 5G right in the center of a neighborhood? And I hope that sparks some conversation. If it's fine, it's good. If it's not, wow, right? You know? And just thought I'd bring that up, and I'd really like to understand more about 5G. I also believe that it's a service that's being forced on us that most of us will never need. 4G is doing all of us just fine, and the reason they're pushing it so hard because 4G will not power autonomous cars. They have to have 5G in order to do that, the amount of data that a driverless car must have in real time. So I get it all, but, you know, I just worry that perhaps we're racing so hard for this technology that we're not, you know, some people must be aware of this, obviously, but I don't think the majority of the people are.
I can't say that I'm any kind of an expert at all. I've heard the tree thing, and I've also seen sort of fact checks on that to say, well, if a cell phone technology company takes down a tree, which, by the way, is not, you know, like there's cases where when we have to site a microwave tower, if there's something in the way, we've either got to move the tower or the antenna or put it higher or lower, or you got to negotiate some way to get that obstruction out of the way. And in the case of any technology, if you take a tree out, you got to plant one, right? So there's kind of a one for one. But it wouldn't be we're getting rid of the tree because we're going to kill it otherwise, and people will know we're killing it because the tree was next to it. It's more of affecting the effectiveness, if you will, of the signal. But I don't know the answer to your question. My understanding of 5G is just upload speeds increase and sort of all the things. We have this insatiable appetite for more data, quicker data, all of that. It's just a thing, right? American innovation thing. So I think it's the market that's asking for this more so than let's put this out there and people really don't need it. But it's
I am part of the market and I don't need it. Do you? I mean, you know,
I don't, but I sit there on my phone like, hurry up, upload this thing. I mean, we send a lot of video. Like if I go to the border, for instance, and I send like a 10-minute video, it takes, you know, 6-8 minutes. It does, you know, and then you got downtime. So I have to say, doing what we do, yeah, I appreciate the faster speeds. Now, the average consumer might not, you know, but I think business does, so. I think there's a need for it. I don't think the private sector puts things out that the market doesn't want. I think there's a need for it. On the other hand, listen, Jim, if you wanted to build a pipeline, say, along an energy corridor, and say it was sort of not even on a Native American reservation but close to it, I don't know, say like Standing Rock Sioux Tribe. Let's just use that as an example. I don't know why I picked that one. And you say, we're going to put a pipeline that will take oil.
Now, why did you pick that one?
I don't know. I just thought off the top of my head. And you're going to take oil and you're going to put it in a pipeline that is going to get to market faster. It's going to give the tax coffers of North Dakota more money. It's going to give property owners more money. And by the way, that means more roads, bridges. That means more education. That's where it goes, right? And you say, I want to put the pipeline not on that. What did I say as an example? I'll say Standing Rock. I don't want to put it on Standing Rock Reservation. That's their land. I'm going to put it near there, rather, and I'm going to put it where there's other pipelines. I'm going to put it where there's power lines. I'm going to put it in what they call an energy corridor because I don't want to disrupt anything. I want to go where other energy infrastructure is gone. And I'll do this. I'll put it lower when it crosses the river into the bedrock, lower than everything else is, to make it absolutely 100% bulletproof that if a leak happened, we'd know about it quick enough to shut it down and there would be no water damage whatsoever to the river. And by the way, Standing Rock doesn't even get its intake from where we're talking about this having the one in a million potential. Guess what? I would have years and years and years of legal fees, brain damage. I mean, you would exhaust teams of people who are paid for a living to go out and get a permit, get something legally cited, and still have critics. So the idea that we could have 5G in this country and that it would kill trees to me is just beyond reality, because the environmental extremists own every inch of this space. And if there's something even that there's a one in a zillion chance of, they're gonna stop it. But it doesn't mean you don't check it out, if that makes any sense, Jim.
Okay. Thanks, Scott.
You know what I mean? You know what I'm saying? I just think if what you worry about is true, I think it's how it got through would be just beyond reality to me when you look at what we do to slow down projects. And I know the railroad has had some grip on this over the years as well, because they can slow walk, where they're looking to put different towers requires environmental impact statements, and the railroad's already there. That's been one of the reasons that the I shouldn't put this on the railroads. I should put it on the people that don't want additional technology to control trains, because what they do is slow walk the permitting of a communications tower where they already have right away.
I didn't say I don't want technology. My only concern in the whole thing, and then my whole question is, what are the health ramifications? What does the public know about it? You know, microwaves have been an issue. Cell phones, talking to the cell phones, bad, right? We've heard that for years. And now, up in the game, it sounds like one number from 4 to 5G, but it's like from 1/10th G to 1,000th G is really the difference, what we're talking to. The next step. The step between 3 and 4G was such. The step between 4 and 5G is biblical. And the power of the microwaves is what,
I hear you. All I'm saying is, again, let me repeat the pipeline example of even legally permitted, even going where it's, there's other infrastructure there, it's still something that's not good enough for the environmental extremists, for the eco-terrorists. So why would they just yawn when we are adding 5G, I'm not saying you're wrong. I'm just saying I have to believe that there is a process in place that, look, the environmental extremists have such a grip on the siting of these things, on the regulation of these things, that I have a hard time believing that slip this one by us. Doesn't mean you don't check into it. That's all I'm saying.
Right. Okay. All right, Scott. Well, thank you for your time, sir.
I'm going to also take your suggestion in getting an expert on here, and that might just be Dean and Hazen, who wanted to give an answer here. Go ahead, Dean, you're up.
Okay, so to the guy's concern about the 5G, 5G is such a high amplitude of frequencies that trees will block the signal. So what they do is they want to clear cut the trees so that the signal gets through. The signal will, a true full 5G signal won't even penetrate the windshield on your car. So if you're sitting in your car and your phone says 5G, you're not getting the full 5G signal, because it will not even penetrate glass. You have to stand outside. It's a line of sight only. It absolutely won't penetrate nothing. They need these towers so frequent, it's unreal. The big thing that I see with pushing 5G, and I'll use this as an example, is when you're sitting in the stadium down in Minnesota watching the Vikings football game, and you got 40 to 50,000, 60,000 people want to watch the replay on their cell phone, it's just not possible with 4G or LTE. So 5G came about so that these 40,000 people can watch that replay at one time. It won't fill the spectrum, so to speak. And they'll have these microcells sitting, probably 5, 6, 7 of them, around the top of the stadium, so it's a line of sight. But when you're sitting in your car driving down the road, 5G will not work. What I'm going to say is the full 5G spectrum will not work. It's made up of a multitude of frequencies. And sure, your phone, they're going to make it so your phone may say 5G. That's because you're picking up, you're driving on one lane of your highway that's got 500 lanes. And, oh, you got one lane on I-94. Oh, sure. So you got...
I think you make a very good point. I would venture to guess the whole it kills trees thing is because trees are going down around the tower. Oh. So you're right. That would just start a rumor there. And I'd also say, I believe it's us. Your example of a football game is a prime example. We want to watch the replay on our phone, not on the big screen. That's so-called human nature in wanting more and more and more and more of this data And so it's the market, you know, answering that. A good point, Dean. Fred and Wayne coming up.
Right here, right now, is where life happens. Where you do you. The dreams that grip you for a life that moves you. At First International Bank and Trust, we're passionate about putting you and your family's needs first, so you can focus on what matters most. What are you living for? First International Bank and Trust. Live first. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
The signature sale is going on now at Interoffice Furniture in Fargo. And that means you save 40% on special order Stickley and Charleston Forge furniture. You'll also save 30% on all in-stock residential accessories, rugs, and artwork. We are talking big savings on top quality furniture and accessories. So don't wait. Get into Interoffice for 40% savings on special order Stickley and Charleston Forge furniture. But only through March 20th and only at Interoffice Furniture on 1st Avenue North, Fargo.
Ryan Wiggy is with us from Red Trail Energy in Richardton, North Dakota.
We produce 64 million gallons of ethanol annually. Now, in order to do that, you know, we procure about 23 million bushels of corn annually, and 98% of that is bought directly off the farm across 32 counties in North Dakota, in northwestern South Dakota, eastern Montana. So that in itself, obviously, is a huge economic impact, you know, for the agriculture community out here. It's nice to know that part of the tax revenue that we generate here, especially for the city of Richardton, you know, they just finished building a new school, and knowing that part of our tax dollars helped aid in that construction of a new school is a pretty good feeling for us here at Red Trail.
Why should North Dakotans use ethanol?
I truly believe ethanol is a much better product than it gets credit for. It's a high-octane fuel. It reduces our greenhouse gas emissions drastically. When you're putting ethanol in your vehicle, you're more likely either supporting yourself or somebody you know within the agricultural community.
Ethanol and agriculture are one, and building better communities. Find out more at ndethanol.org.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Goes on.
Who's this?
The beat goes on.
Who's singing? You're looking at me like I'm crazy.
Sonny and Cher.
Is it? That's Sonny?
Yeah.
I was singing a little. I got you, babe.
That's on the list, too.
Okay, all right. All right.
The beat goes on. Come on, everybody knows that song.
I didn't know that was. Kevin looked at me like, seriously?
Oh, man.
I was.
You just can't see it.
That diesel will get you fixed up today. Anything diesel. And I would ask wherever you buy your auto products, hey, I want the additive that is going to save me a lot of money that our buddy CJ at DAC Diesel is, I think he's up to four or five dealers now. And, of course, you can also get that in Bismarck, the Anti-Gel Super Clean 4-Plus Additive Turbo Cleaner that will save you so much in repair and maintenance. When you need the repair and maintenance, There's a hub of activity in Bismarck, North Dakota at that shop. All things diesel. DakDiesel.com or call 701-258-5011. Jim the Flagpole guy is here for a little bit of his wisdom today on the program. And we already have a call for you, Jim. Somebody wants your wisdom. Somebody wants your wisdom. Fred and Wing is concerned about what Israel's battling right now. All of us should be. And, you know, thank you, Joe Biden. Again, we're making great progress on Middle East peace, and now we're appeasing Iran again, and we're letting them enable bad actors in the neighborhood, and it's a mess. What's on your mind related to Israel, Fred? And we'll see what Jim the Flagpole can do to bring you a little peace and comfort on this topic. Go ahead, Fred.
Well, I'm not worried about Israel because the Bible says that they're protected. Before Allerby came in World War One, everybody, or 200 years ago, everybody had walls around your cities to protect you. In Ezekiel, it talks about an end time war, and we are in the end times, and it talks about Ezekiel 38:11, 38:1:1. That's, you know, Israel is going through a kind of a 9:1:1 period, if you want to remember that verse like that. 38:11, it says, "And thou shalt say, I will go up to the land of unwalled villages. I will go to them that are at rest, that dwell safely, all of them dwelling without walls or having neither bars nor gates." Now, who would ever have thought that Israel would come back and build a city, build a country without walls? Well, like I said, when Allerby used his airplanes in World War One to take that land over, and then they got it back, they had no use to build walls. But now, if you look on the internet, you see them use an Iron Dome. 4,000 missiles shot at major cities. And the Iron Dome has protected them almost to within 5 percentage points of hitting.
It reminds me of the story about the bulletproof George Washington. If you've ever read that, David Barton wrote a book about it, and that's what that Iron Dome has provided. It doesn't mean you don't pray for their protection, and, you know, look, there's spiritual warfare everywhere, and sometimes the devil wins, right? So you do have to, you got to do more than just say, well, they're protected, but I do take your point. What's your thought on that, Jim the Flagpole guy?
Well, I'm just go back to, you know, we're supposed to test the spirit. And it's pretty easy to recognize the spirit of God versus the spirit of the evil one. And if those that are in control are not reminding us that we need to pray and we need to, you know, seek his face, then, you know, pretty much I just declare him to be the evil one. Maybe even unwittingly they are operating under that. And I agree with Fred that Israel is protected for the long run, but that doesn't mean that they don't take jabs. And just like America, we should all be praying for the spirit of truth, and we should be praying for our leaders and for their salvation. But then while we're praying, we go to our locker and make sure our powder's dry, that we are able to take care of our families. And we're looking out for our communities. And I am just so proud of being an American. And a quick shout out to those that are in Vietnam. Today's the anniversary that they took Hamburger Hill and all the lives that were lost there. I'm just sad that they had to come back to the public not treating them well, or that we even lost that war due to the communist infiltration in our government. And right now we need to identify those that are in our government that are not for us and not for our economic freedoms and our First Amendment rights. We pray for them, but I call them my enemy, and I'm just going to take care of what I can. And I'm proud of the North Dakota public. I'm proud of everybody that installs a flagpole. And I'm proud of the way, like you say, Scott, we're in the top 1% of the greatest state in the nation. We've got all resources. We've got community. We've got our we exercise our freedom of religion for the most part. And
we got to be happy. We got to be happy warriors. That's what you are, Jim. You're a happy warrior. Fred, you are too. You got to be happy warriors. And by the way, we need to hold our elected leaders accountable, especially ones at the congressional level and other places that can impact standing up for Israel. This is what makes me sick about what the Biden administration has done in such a short time, totally turning our backs there, acting as though the Palestinians and the Israelis are like some kind of equal, when we see the terror foisted upon one around the world versus the other. It makes me sick. Fred, thanks for the call. Always appreciate your patriotism. Jim, don't go anywhere, because I got to ask you how the plan is for the flag attach that's going on my new trail boss, Silverado from Pucklich. Nick in Billings County is calling about some smoke. We'll get you in here. And you got to hear what Joe Biden said.
I know.
Ms. Webker, Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables 2 is here to tell you about the Hot Springs Spas. Great hot tub. What do they cost?
They start at around $29.95 up to $20,000 with everything in between. We have one for anybody's budget and backyard. And
great financing, too, right?
We do have great financing options. You know, it is kind of a waiting list thing, but we do have them coming in 2021. So get on the list, get yours, be part of Every Day Made Better.
Wellness is the word to remember. Make 2021 much better. Hot Springs Spas, Pool Tables 2. Tell them Scott sent you.
For years, Pucklich Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City has been there for you, and we're here for you now. Our top priority continues to be to keep our community safe and healthy. That's why we are taking extra measures in cleaning our facility to minimize any health risks. Convenient pickup and delivery to your home or office for sales and service is still available. Together, we will get through this and be stronger for it. Thank you from everyone at Pucklich Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
As life in America looks to return to normal, how can you succeed in the new stock market? With the tech dip, volatility with interest rates, and fear around the yield curve, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text the word money to 813-813 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text money to 813-813 to find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented artificial intelligence can give you a massive edge. Text the word money to 813-813. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance and maximize your gains. Text money to 813-813. Experience Vantage Point for free. Learn how successful traders generate their wealth. Don't wait. Text the word money to 813-813.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.